As time has progressed, I've come to really appreciate the presence of everything unfolding and trying to really accept more and more deeply that everything is unfolding in the way that it needs to, or so it appears to me. And what's interesting about that is that I have spent like the last 10 years, I think, really focusing on trying to accept what is. And by that, I mean trying to be present with the circumstances of now, regardless of my preference of them, and just really engage with reality on that level. Because that's a way to find a beautiful type of peace, is like just accepting, not accepting, I suppose, because there's some flexibility in the meaning of that word. I should say acknowledging what's happening with clarity in your life at any given moment. There's real peace in that because it keeps you from fighting kind of ghosts, as it were. It keeps you from fighting with your own perceptions. It keeps you from creating stories in your mind that make you wish that things were different than they are, or believe that things are different than they are, which leads to this delusion, ultimately, and unhappiness. So if you can accept, or again, acknowledge what's happening without getting too off course by your reaction to what's happening, then you can find a beautiful kind of peace. You know, what's interesting is that, like, as I said, I've been mindfully and intentionally focusing on that for a decade, and I find deeper and deeper layers, you know, just like any of this stuff. It just keeps going deeper and deeper. The more you live with these ideas, the more you put into practice the things that are meaningful to you, these thoughts, you know, these insights, these tools in, that you've discovered in your life that are valuable for you or to you, the more that they deepen and they the seeds just keep growing and growing and growing. It's really fascinating. It's really beautiful. You know, it's so true that your journey, it goes as long as you want it to with any of this stuff. As long, you know, this could be meditation, this could be just looking inward, can be trying to let go, it can be gaining direction and focus in your life, it can be tuning into your emotional life more, it can be working on your relationships, whatever the thing is or the things are, you can go into them forever. You just have to put in the work. As long as you keep putting in effort, then the results keep going and these things keep deepening and deepening. And that's not to say that you have to keep going. You know, whenever I was a younger fella and I was really like, I don't know, I thought that like, I had this perspective that I always wanted to like be extreme with things. I always wanted to find the extremes. I seeked out the extremes. And I thought one, the extremes were fascinating to me because I wanted to know how far and how deep things could go. Anything, not just the mental world stuff. But also sewn into that was this kind of like bravado, this dumb instinct to want to be almost like the toughest in this way. It's kind of like whenever someone becomes really muscular. And I don't mean a little bit. I mean someone who's like, you see them, it's the first thing you note about them. Like it's apparent. We're like, oh Jesus, that person's a monster. That person probably or dedicated that much time in their life to make themselves look that way because they think that, and I'll get into some stereotypes here, but you feel where I'm coming from. They perhaps feel like that if they look like that, then they will be like dominant in life, and other people will see them as a dominant, tough, strong person. And they walk around thinking, I am a strong, tough person. And they spend 3 hours a day working on that and convincing themselves of that. But the reality is that most people don't even notice that about them per se. Like they'll clock it with like, oh, this person is, very muscular. And then they just move on. It doesn't have any meaning for them. It has meaning for the person that's doing it, right? So no one really cares how tough you are. No one cares how extreme you go. The only person that cares is you. And I mean, you know, if that's what makes you happy, then fine. But the point of that is that, you know, whenever I was trying to push myself really hard in these ways, because whenever I was younger and I thought that that was like, you know, the cool, the strong, the impressive thing to do was to like go as deep as possible. No one cares. No one cares. So, you know, as you put an effort into these things in your life that are useful to you, you don't have to keep going. You can stop. You can find a place where you're like, well, this feels good here. And I'm just going to live here with this thing. This is what I need. And that's all this is for, is to try and get what you need out of it. You know, it's kind of like building a house. You don't build a house and you're like, well, cool, it's done. Let's keep on building it. It's like, no, you got the house built. Great, live in it now. That was a very convenient metaphor. I didn't even intend for that to work that well, but here we are. So you can, as long as you keep working at these things, as long as you are called to work at them, there's no guilt, there's no boss telling you that you have to keep on doing the job, but as long as you keep putting an effort, if you desire to, they really will keep unfolding and keep serving you. That's what something I really find beautiful and meaningful. But going back to what I was talking about at the beginning here, is that working with this notion of acknowledgement of the way things are, even now, even after, you know, dealing with this stuff for so long, I am still finding these deeper layers that are so apparent, right? And one of those things that I've really been thinking about a lot about recently is noticing every time that there's some type of barrier, there's some type of frustration, there's some type of problem, there's something that's disrupting you from doing exactly what you want to do. And those things can be like insignificant things. Like you could be at home trying to read a book and then, you know, Amazon delivers a package and you're like, ugh, and you get up to go get it and you sit down to try and read your book. Then you get a text that you have to respond to and you're like, and so forth and so forth. And you get frustrated. Or it can be a professional thing, you know, where you're trying to develop your career and you can't get there, or a relationship thing, you know, or a meditation thing where you're trying to feel, you know, whatever you want to feel or go wherever you want to go with that. But what's really interesting is that with the acknowledgement of just the true nature of reality is that all of that stuff, like the frustration, the, you know, all of it is just, it's just perception. It's just stories. It's just mental noise, ultimately. And the more that you can recognize that quickly in the present moment, whenever you're reacting to something that's frustrating you, whenever you're talking negatively to yourself, recognizing immediately like, oh, this whole reaction to the situation is just noise. It's just like bias in story. It's all narrative. And instead of getting swept up in the frustration or the story of you're a person who's becoming a victim, or you're a person who can't, you know, get ahead in whatever the system is that you're trying to get ahead in, or you're a person that can't do this or whatever, whatever. Like all that stuff is, it's just fabrications. It has nothing to do with like the point of what you're working with, right? And so remembering that in the moment, letting go of the fabrication of the story and tuning right into like, okay, what can I do here? Like, how can I take action in this moment? Because taking action in those moments is the only thing that gets you anywhere. It's the only thing that's real. It's the only thing that engages reality in an objective way and pushes things forward in a direction. So if there's something that's like a barrier you're facing, instead of using all of your energy to ask why the barrier is there and to be frustrated about it and why it has been dealt to you, put all that energy into figuring out and being very clear with yourself about what can you do to move past it. Like, how can you work? What can you discover? What research do you need to do? What strategy do you need to come up with? What things do you need to think through? Have you thought through things at all? Or have you just spent all of your time being frustrated that you're not automatically being passed through this barrier? Have you been working hard enough towards it? Like, these are all very good clarifying questions, all things I ask myself all the time, more and more recently. And even in those moments whenever you're getting frustrated, like whenever you're reading the book and you're getting frustrated and you keep getting interrupted, stopping and going like, well, hold on a second. I'm all in a tizzy now. I love that word. I'm all in a tizzy now because I was trying to read and I got interrupted like multiple times very close to each other. And now there's a story that's happening in the brain. Now there's an emotional reaction. Now the point of what you were trying to do in the first place, which was read, is being disrupted, not by the things that inconvenienced you, but by your own mind. Now the fire of frustration is taking you out of your experience and you're sitting there irritated, even though you're still trying to read and the whole experience is gone. But instead you could zoom out and go, okay, well, I can't do anything about the fact that I was interrupted. It just happened. It's not in my control. There it is. That was just what was going on in reality at that moment. But what I can do is recognize that I was getting frustrated and that I can let that go and just tune back into, all right, let's take the action that what was I trying to do? I was trying to read. Let's just get back to it and let that story of you being, you know, knocked around by the universe, let that go so that you can get to what's real. So I hope that that's useful to you in some way. It's useful to me. It's what I've been thinking about a lot more lately. And I hope you have a beautiful week. And until next time, my friends, much love.